Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted, what day is it, my friend?
Oh, it's hump day, dude.
Yes, it is. What else is it? We went
the 5th
over
of
this.
November.
It's November. It's National Donut Day.
My bad.
Come on. I fed you the answer. Ayo. Yeah.
We did talk about it earlier.
Yes, we did. So because it's National Donut Day, Donut Appreciation Day.
Oh, Donut Appreciation.
I decided to find the donuts that we appreciate the most, and I have here the 10 most popular donuts. Real quick, I know that we talked about it earlier, just for all the friends at home. What is your guys' favorite style of donut? Now that you've had a little bit
more
time.
Give me the old fashioned. Okay, standard glazed donut, otherwise the maple bar.
Okay. Miles.
I've changed my answer from earlier because I forgot about it. The French cruller would be number one.
Yeah, okay. Good call.
And
man.
A banana cream would be number two.
Okay.
A banana cream.
And banana
cream. He
does
go for the banana cream, not
banana
the Boston or the
shakes.
Bavarian.
I love anything dessert banana.
All right.
Dessert banana.
Banana split. I love them.
That's what he calls his penis, the dessert banana.
Very specific. I like that Vietnamese or Cantonese style of donut, which is where you get like the French cruller.
Yeah.
And stuff. But just if I had to go in a store, any donut shop, I'd pick one, maple bar.
Okay. Gotcha. So Steve, I needed to make a clarification on here. Are you talking about a glazed ring or the old fashioned?
What's the old fashioned?
The old fashioned, I don't know.
It's more of a cake donut.
It's coffee dipping donut. It's cake donut.
Oh, yeah. Then just give me like the crispy cream glaze.
Those are great too.
Yeah. Okay.
Those cake donuts are awesome.
Dude, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I love an old fashioned.
Correct. The cake donuts are great, but you can only have like one, maybe two.
They're thicker.
Yeah. Whereas like Krispy Kreme, man, you can eat it by the handful.
Yes, you can.
You can have one, maybe two. So these are the 10 most popular donuts.
$10. That's not much. I'd be impressed if you put down three Top Pot donuts.
They're too.
Put that money
too,
on the table.
But then too heavy. They're too
but then
cakey.
Do the show. Like, not after the show. Like, eat them at 1:30.
Put the money on the table. I will do
There's a reason Krispy Kreme is so good, because it's a lighter donut. So those donut shops, even if they make them bigger, if they're still light and airy and not as heavy, those are my favorites.
Yeah, because I like to just keep eating donuts, honestly.
Hell yeah, man. So the 10 most popular donuts, number 10 being the apple fritter.
Oh.
That's solid.
That's all right, though. That's fritter.
The fritter, it's still a donut, man. You only find it in donut shops.
Yeah.
Okay.
You only find it in a donut shop. Really?
You guys are gonna
asterisk the doggone apple fritter.
Well, I feel like if I get a dozen donuts and I say one of them's a fritter, they're like,
They charge you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then technically a funnel cake is a donut because it's almost the same batter.
Right? And like there's cake donuts. Like there's different styles of donuts. What other fritters do you know of?
Corn fritters. Conch fritters. You never had a corn fritter?
No.
Jesus Christ. You need to live, son. They're delicious. You've had them, right?
I have. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
I just can't imagine an apple fritter but corn instead.
Oh,
it's
so good.
Is it cornbread?
No.
It's a corn fritter.
Okay.
You like corn. You like fried foods.
I do.
It's a non-miss.
Yeah, right. I believe you. But I'm just saying, you don't go anywhere else to get an apple fritter other than a donut shop or bakery.
That is true.
So,
all right.
Just sit there. It's the student in the back of the class. That's what it is.
Yeah, you. I don't want to get stuck in the weeds, but you can get them at bakeries, not necessarily just donut shops.
Okay. A fried donut with pieces of apple and cinnamon mixed in.
All right.
Number nine, this one I'll give you a little bit more asterisk on, is the donut hole.
I mean, it's a donut.
There is sometimes you just want donut holes.
Yeah.
Well, they give you three different varieties, typically.
Well, and the problem is that you can't just have one donut hole.
Oh, you're going to eat 15
regular glazed, chocolate glazed, and a powdered donut.
Yeah. And you're going to eat all of them. Just going to power through all of them, man. Oh, you know, it's not like a real donut. I can eat six of these. It's not a problem.
Shout out, though, to the six-pack of mini chocolate-covered donuts.
They don't get
because they don't really do a chocolate-covered donut in the big size.
One year, a pain in the grass. Somebody was there early in, like, the VIP thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that guy brought me a box of Timbits, the little ones.
Oh,
I mean, I was like a god. I just walked around White River, like, you got one of Timbit? They're like, for real? I was like, yeah, man. I've had it. There's Timbit? Like 60 of them in here.
Want a Timbit?
Miles, we find you at number 8 with the Cruller, a French-style donut made from, chou pastry? Is that how you say that?
I guess.
C-H-O-U-X.
Shout out
chou pastry.
Shout out to Henry's in Everett.
Henry's in Everett. All right. Got a
delicious Cruller.
Okay. It's a softer, sweeter donut.
Yeah.
And they're tremendous.
They just pull apart.
Yeah.
It's like a croissant kind of.
Very airy in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love them.
Yeah, baby. The cinnamon twist.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
A twisted or braided donut with cinnamon. Do you guys prefer it as the spiral or the actual twist?
It does not matter to me.
Okay. I like the twist.
You like the twist better?
Sometimes like,
come on, baby.
I kind of like to snake the spiral if that's the one.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's the way to go. Because that middle bite's always the best. Even if it's a cinnamon roll, that middle bite.
Always.
That's the money. That's money right there. Again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
10 most popular donuts. Number 6 is where we find the maple bar, Ted.
All right. Again, though, I will say, we talked about this before the show. I don't remember ever having a maple bar until I moved to the Northwest.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Maybe it's changed. We've been gone for 20 years now, but on the East Coast, the maple bar just wasn't a thing.
That's why Golden Tate broke into that Top Pot to get another maple bar.
Sure did. And they let him go.
Wait a minute. He broke into a Top Pot?
Yeah, didn't know that. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
His rookie season, dude. He broke into Golden Tate. The Hawks draft him. And the next time we kind of hear about him, he's in the news because he broke into a Top Pot. And I believe it was a maple bar, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he just said, look, I've never had one. I had one the other day. There was a Top Pot, like you said, in his building. I think he had a couple beverages. I was just like, I'm getting one.
Well, apparently they don't have them in Tennessee then.
Yeah.
And that's wild to me because, like I said it on the live video, that if we got a box of donuts, the Maple Bar was the first to go. And that's
sure.
Everybody, man. Hmm. Everybody I knew, the Maple Bar had to be in there, and it was one of the early ones to go.
See, I don't like maple on a donut.
Really?
I like the syrup, but the taste of it, it's the smell. I cannot take the smell of a
maple bar donut.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I'll eat them for you.
I'm with him. Like one maple bar, it really, that offsets me. I can have a maple bar and then I'm done with donuts. Any other donut, I can eat it and have another donut. With a maple bar, I'm one and done and I walk away.
Oh, I could eat 8 maple bars.
The powdered sugar donut at number 5. A donut
it's
covered
fine.
In powdered sugar.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, it's just, there's not a lot of flavor and it's not worth the mess.
Correct.
That's kind of my thing. Yeah.
I'm with Miles, though. If I'm getting a 6-pack of Tiny Donuts, that's the only time I think I get the powdered sugar one.
Now, I think Franz has powdered donuts that have a little raspberry in the middle.
They do.
That's the game changer.
Ah, you ruined it.
Doggone it, Miles. I forgot that you don't like fruit.
Fruit. No, don't put fruit on my donut.
I'm with Mike.
Doggone it.
Fruit it up, boys.
That changes it.
Unless it's a banana.
Well, then you're not going to like the jelly-filled at number 4.
Yeah.
I get down with the jelly-filled every day of the week, baby.
That used to be my favorite as a kid. They're fine now, but again, I realize I'm just eating a powdered donut with some jelly in the middle.
It doesn't have to be powdered. It could also be a sugar.
Oh, kind of the sugar.
Yeah. That's the game right there. Boston cream at number 3.
That's a delicious donut. I
custard,
love those.
Topped chocolate frosting. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Mike, have you been to House of Donut in Tacoma?
No, I have not.
Okay, someone here just said if you live in Tacoma... The House of Donut has amazing bacon maple bars.
If there's a strip mall and there's a one-off donut shop, it's only one location, mom and pop, go there.
Yes. There's go also there. Donuts.
We have Family Donut.
Family Donut up in the Northgate area. That I went in there. It is really good.
There's also Powell's Donuts in Tacoma that I need to go try. It's a cash only, so it keeps throwing me off. I need to go in there and go check it out. That apparently is the truth down there.
Okay.
All right.
And what about that one in Auburn that always gets run into?
Donut Star?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't it change?
I mean, as far as the name?
It might have changed.
Well, it's still a donut building.
Yeah, true enough. Chocolate frosted.
They're fine.
They're okay.
Anything's a donut building if you want it bad enough.
And then
I still do enjoy the chocolate frosting.
I don't mind them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't not eat it, but it's not my first choice.
No.
And then this will be your number one most popular donut. Steve, I didn't take you for such a square. The original glazed.
That's because I'm 100% correct. It is
fantastic.
That good. Yeah.
That chocolate frosted glaze, though, that's next level.
That's not bad. But again,
right, you're right. It's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, yours is the vanilla of donuts, man.
It is.
Here comes more Chuck's Donuts and Renton.
Hell yeah.
Chuck's Donuts. Chuck's. I like it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.